This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The partners in the Community First Project in Macomb are still in talks and could reach a decision in the next few months. The school district, the city, McDonough District Hospital, and the YMCA are trying to determine whether it's feasible to build a middle school and multipurpose facility. The public first learned of the project some 15 months ago, and the partners were in talks before that. School Superintendent Mark Toomey is not surprised by how long it's taking to reach a decision.
A concept of this nature really requires each entity to really take a critical look at its needs, its wants, its desires, how it could use and share space with other entities, and then go down that process of we all have boards to report to. And try to keep that information out in front of our boards, and then at some point come to a consensus or conclusion. Is this A, good for Macomb, and B, is it doable?
Well, you say at some point. Is there a deadline? Is there a target date, or could this go on indefinitely?
Yeah, I don't think indefinitely. I don't think it can go on indefinitely because each organization does have some needs and some current needs. And so when I say at some point, I'm just grabbing that number now. There's been no there is no deadline, by the way. But I would think in the next few months we will have a fairly good critical look at where we're at and whether or not this is a project that we think we can move forward with.
Do the partners have an idea what this building might look like, what it might include?
Yeah, so I think we have some ideas. And again, we do not have a detailed drawing that would show exactly where everybody's space is at, but we have conceptual ideas. And so in terms of what it could include, would be obviously a middle school, a YMCA, some hospital space. Not really sure what that would entail, but maybe even things like day urgent care type things where employees of those organizations, if they had sick children, could leave them there and go to work. Those are the type of spaces. When you talk about savings for a group like this, savings would come in a lot of different ways. One, just the land development, right? If you take something as expensive as land development to prepare for a project like this, if you're dividing that cost up amongst several entities, that would be a significant savings for each entity if on their own they were going to do something similar anyway. But in addition to that, when you're all together in the same building, there are lots of opportunities for shared space. An example would be, the YMCA currently has this senior center within it, and In a larger space, such as would be in a middle school, we would share cafeteria space. So maybe off of the cafeteria could be a senior center where the seniors could use the cafeteria space instead of having their own. And again, even in the construction cost, that could be shared amongst the partners.
Is the school district looking at all at the old high school, which is now used by Spoon River College, but Spoon River plans to eventually move out of that building? Are you looking at that at all as a possible building for Community First?
Well, I don't think for Community First, we have not looked at that, quite frankly. But in all transparency, I have thought about that building as a potential for the school district. But again, it's so early in the process. As you know, the 1 cent thing just got passed, and the board, at least the school board, from my perspective, has a tremendous number of things to consider. So they have this Community First building to consider. They have to consider what would it look like if we did rehab a different building. What would it look like if we built a new building, say right on the campus of the high school? What would it look like if we built another building right on the same campus as Edison School? So we have a lot of options for them to consider, and we'll look at each one of those options. We'll budget each one of those options out, and in the end, I think they'll land on what is truly best for Macomb as a community, and particularly, obviously, as a school board, they have to keep in mind what's best for the school district.
What else can you tell the community about this project right now?
Just to know that I think that there's, at least right now, when I say four committed partners, I don't mean four committed to building this building. I mean four committed to go through the process to see whether or not this is a facility that would be beneficial to the larger Macomb community.
Dr. Mark Toomey is superintendent of the Macomb School District. He believes the Community First project won't happen if one of the remaining partners drops out. They already lost one partner when the Park District last summer decided it wanted to focus its financial resources on other projects. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.